Christmas Day violence may be just beginning for Christians in Nigeria. A church project allows a direct response to the HIV epidemic in Zimbabwe. And a team helps the hearing impaired hear the gospel with their own ears in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Deadly Christmas Day bombings throughout Nigeria have been claimed by the Boko Haram, a deadly Muslim sect linked with Al-Qaeda. What's more, warns Open Doors USA spokesman Jerry Dykstra, the violence is just beginning.
According to people living in the country, the response of the government has been too slow, and it just looks like what's happened in Iraq is where many churches were attacked, and the government did not protect any of those churches, and Christians in Iraq fled.
The scene bears an eerie resemblance to what's happened to Christians in the Middle East.
Nigeria is such a key country for Christians throughout all of Africa. They send out hundreds and thousands of missionaries, so this is a place where we do not want to have a civil war.
There are also concerns that civil war could erupt. Dykstra says the gospel will still go forward, but he's urging prayer for believers in Nigeria. 2012 could be a bloody year. Next, the death toll from the deadly typhoon that slammed the Philippines 10 days ago is likely to rise. Meanwhile, government officials are scrambling to meet the immediate needs of the displaced. Survivors could be stuck in tent cities for up to half a year. Baptist Global Response is mobilizing a church partner team to bring in emergency supplies. Catastrophe often opens the doors for deeper spiritual questions, so pray for both gospel opportunity and wisdom for the team. You're listening to Mission Network News. We know HIV/AIDS is a serious concern in Africa.
10% of the world's population is bearing roughly 70% of the burden of global HIV and AIDS.
But how do we tangibly do something about it? The Evangelical Alliance Mission's Bud Jackson created a partnership called Inesu to help in at least one nation.
We actually position ourselves in a culturally and linguistically sensitive way to be a bridge that connects churches in North America with the church across Zimbabwe in a way that allows the churches in North America to find point of entry for meaningful engagement right alongside the church in Zimbabwe.
Essentially, the Inesu partnership empowers Zimbabwean churches to respond to HIV/AIDS with the support of North American churches. Zimbabwean churches are then not only able to share the gospel, but also to actually help defeat HIV by partnering with other local groups. Your church can be a part of this. You can get connected at our website. We turn next to Kenya, where Africa Inland Mission is excited about the growth of a ministry to the hearing impaired. A team of ear, nose, and throat specialists are working to provide solutions to the disability. And in so doing, they enable their patients not only to hear the gospel, but also to be a part of their community. They still need funding for the clinic, but the building's underway because the need is so great. We have more links to connect you to this project at our website. And it's just 1 year away, the largest student missions conference in the world. Urbana 2012 will be kicking off 1 year from today. Director of Urbana 12, Tom Lin, is encouraging students to get it on their calendars today.
We believe that seeking God's direction for their future and what God wants to do in the world begins at Urbana. And so their journey starts with Urbana 12. Their stepping out starts with Urbana 12. We hope for 18,000 is what we're hoping for and beginning to pray for Urbana 12.
Urbana 12 will be December 27th through the 31st in St. Louis, Missouri.
Our big vision for Urbana 12 is to compel this generation to give their whole lives for God's global mission. And as someone who loves seeing students' lives transformed, I yearn to see this in this generation.
Registration begins in March. Urbana's theme and the speaker lineup will be announced as we get closer to it. In the meantime, Lynn's asking you to like them on Facebook, and you can follow them on Twitter. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, you can call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and much more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but also other news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.